Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and I'm many different things. I'm a podcaster, video game player, wrestling fan, nerd, husband, Jesus lover, musician. If I can really describe myself in one word, it would be overall creative person. And that's really important, of course, because we are here to help you grow the creativity inside of you and really help you become a more creative person yourself. With that being said, guys, make sure you are subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And of course, leave ratings, comments, and reviews on those platforms. It really helps with the visibility of the show, helps people find the show better, and makes it easier for them to actually, be able to listen to it. So it really helps me quite a bit. Also, if you're not already, please follow me on Facebook. The Creative Podcast is on Facebook, and also on Twitter at The Creative Pod. And you can send in any questions or comments to the show using the email address, thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. On the show today, guys, I actually do have a few little things I want to talk about. Really, some stuff that happened to me over the last week or so. Not good stuff, but just stuff that I could have reacted better to. It's actually kind of what I want to talk about, is how can we better handle situations? There are actually two different ways to handle situations. We can react, which is normally negative, and we can respond. So we're going to kind of dive into what that actually means and kind of help you differentiate, you know, how to handle the situation in the future. So the first way that most people handle negative situations when they come to them, you know, something comes up and we react. And whenever I hear the word react, I usually picture an explosion, some sort of reaction, or, you know, like a nuclear reactor going off. That's usually maybe it's just because I wasn't watching too many Star Trek episodes, but that's just me. I always think of some sort of reaction or some sort of explosion that's going to happen, and usually like a red alert. That's just me. But that's usually what I think of when I think reaction. Now, why do we react in negative situations as opposed to respond? Now, let's actually talk about what respond means, then we'll kind of get back into reaction. Whenever I think respond, I actually picture like first responders, people there to help a situation that has gone bad and help that person become better. You know, ambulances, fire trucks, police, things like that. So what can we do differently than a reaction? How can we respond instead of react? So let's actually dive in back into reaction for a second, and then we're going to flip it over and see how we can respond to situations. So normally, creative people are very passionate about whatever they do. I know that I am. Whenever I'm either playing music or photography, or when I'm podcasting, I'm usually really passionate about what I'm doing, and it comes from a place of a personal place for me with any of the art or creativity that I do. And it's a personal expression of what I'm really feeling on the inside. So the reason that people react, or creative people at least, react to certain situations is because they are passionate about what they're doing, and they feel that whatever the situation is, it's impeding on whatever they're trying to accomplish. And the reason that's bad is because normally, like I said, reactions, at least to me, defines an explosion of energy. All right? Now, energy is great when it comes to creativity, but when it comes to handling certain situations that come up, it's not always that great. You know, you can actually, I think there's an old wives' tale or housewives saying that says you can catch more flies with honey as opposed to, I guess, a fly swatter. So you can actually, you know, catch, you know, do more with your time and actually find more positivity if you respond to the situation as opposed to react to it. Like I said, normally reactions are a big burst of energy. And for me, when I react to things, it's usually in more of an angry way. And that, I'm not saying I have huge anger issues, but I'm passionate about stuff, and I usually sometimes let my passion become anger sometimes when I'm not able to get exactly what I want. And that sounds very childish, and in a lot of cases when I react, I am very childish. And that's something that I'm working to deal with because I don't want I want to be a more responsible, caring human being, and I don't want to act like a kid. That's just the way it is. So whenever I act, I usually am more, and I'm doing it from a place of anger, but deep down it's a place of passion. So it comes off as anger because I'm not thinking about what I'm saying. I'm just reacting to it and just, here you go. This is the answer. You know, so that's why reaction can sometimes be bad as opposed to response. Reaction also, for me at least, it catches me off guard, or it usually comes in a place where people are caught off guard. Normally, typically, okay, I'm a big Star Trek fan. I'm actually sitting here with the entire cast of Star Trek Next Generation in front of me. Well, most of the cast, at least. They're little pop figurines. But with that being said, normally, if you have, you know, something bad that happens on the Starship Enterprise, they're normally reacting to it. But they're staying calm. So I would actually say it's more of a response. And that's really the difference, is how you deal with a certain situation dictates how it's going to play out. If you respond to something, a response sounds a lot nicer than, oh, he reacted to that. All right, and a reaction is normally someone's feedback on a situation whenever they're not really that happy. Sometimes it can be a positive thing, but normally it's not. That's just human nature. We're kind of built to just go. Go, 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 go. But that's not always healthy, and that's not always the best way to handle situations. If someone comes at me in anger, I shouldn't do the same thing. I should take a moment, collect my thoughts and how I want to respond, and then give whatever it is that I want to say. So that's really the difference between reaction and response. Response, let's actually get into that for a little bit. Response is actually one of those things that I feel it does take a little time to, you know, to kind of get what it is that you want to say out. A lot of times people choose to react because it's quicker. And you can react to something and just get it done, and then, oh, apologize later. Well, but the thing is, with reactions, you could ruin relationships. If you react in a negative or incorrect manner, you could ruin whatever relationship that you're in, whether it be with another musician, or whether it be with your spouse, or a friend, or a family member. So take time to really digest what it is that you're dealing with, and then respond to that situation. The other thing is, you're not always going to respond as opposed to react. But through a reaction, you should make it a point to actually go ahead and come up with a plan for the next time this situation or this type of situation happens. So that way, instead of a reaction, you have a response to it. So take, you know, you're going to mess up. As we talked about last week on the show, talking about failure, you're going to fail at response over reaction. It's going to happen. But you need to take that opportunity whenever you react and it goes poorly to stop and think, okay, well, how could I respond better the next time as opposed to react? Now, I know this might seem like a really simple concept, and it really is, but it's a mindset change that I really think you should really think about. And I really believe that it will definitely help you in the future. Everything that we do as creative people, like I said, we're passionate people. And if we can choose to slow our mind down just for a second, it would definitely help us quite a bit in the future. You know, if we can actually, you know, stop for just a moment and really make sure that we're not doing anything that's going to hurt anybody in the future, it will definitely help. And with that being said, guys, you know, really think about exactly what it is that you're doing at the moment. And always try to, you know, be in a place of you know, being calm, being cool, being collected. You know, cool as a cucumber, if you will. So really, as you're going through your life, you should always be looking to respond to situations as opposed to react. And I know that's a really, like I said, it's really simple. And most people understand this concept. But I really think that you need to think about it a lot. Because I'm still really terrible about reacting. My wife will tell me that. She's like, oh, you're overreacting. Why do you think people say that? Oh, you're over-responding. Nobody ever says you're over-responding. They always say you're overreacting. Okay? So I really it's a very short topic for today, but I really think it has some real importance in what we're doing and what we're able to accomplish as creative people. Same thing with your art. If someone comes to you and says, oh, I don't really like that, you could say, oh, well, I don't really like you. And that's an overreacting. They're not trying to tell you, oh, I don't like you as a personal attack on you. They're just saying, oh, I'm not really a big fan of that piece of art. Now, if they're like, oh, I don't like you, well, then okay, then I appreciate that. But again, you can respond to certain things like that as opposed to react. So I really, and I don't want to drive it home too much, but I really do want to make sure that you guys are really thinking about that over the next week. You know, take the next time something bad happens to you or something that you don't like happens to you, take that opportunity to respond. But sometimes, now this is a great way to end this episode, but sometimes the best response is absolutely no response. Every once in a while, I learn this lesson. There are times where my wife will tell me something and she doesn't really want an answer, or she doesn't really want me to like help her or respond or react. She just wants me to listen. Sometimes people just want to be listened to, and that's perfectly fine too. That's the hardest thing to do, is not respond at all, but there are really those options. And sometimes not saying anything helps out more than even responding in a positive way, or even complimenting that person for telling you something. So really think about that while you're going through your week, that you have choices. You know, you're not just stuck to just doing one thing every time whenever something happens to you. You can do a number of different things. You can react, you can respond, or sometimes you don't need to do anything at all. You know, sometimes you just let stuff roll off your back, and that's really important to understand. Again, it's not a really hard concept to understand this week, but it is something that's hard to accomplish. So I really want you guys to practice that this week. I'm going to do the same thing. This last week I actually reacted when I should have responded, and my wife was very upset with me. So I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you in your relationships, but I'm also trying to help you in your creativity. So all of these things are connected. You know, we're not just creative people. Like I mentioned at the very top of the show, I'm more than just a creative person, but overall, all those things combined makes me a creative person. It makes me someone that is passionate about helping you grow that creativity as well. So with that being said, guys, I will let you go this week. But again, make sure that if you're not already, you're subscribed on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave ratings, comments, and reviews. And of course, on Twitter, I'm at The Creative Pod. And you can send in questions to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, guys, take this week, really work on how you react, respond, or don't give anything to anybody as far as a reaction or response goes. So really think about this week, practice that this week. If you guys have any success stories or any failures, once again, let me know. I'd love to help you out with that. Love to talk it out with you. Again, you can find me on Twitter at The Creative Pod, or send in responses or reactions rather to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks.